Giriwaradhari. Jaya Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Jaya Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Vishnupad Paramsa Privyajikacharya Sutra Sutra Srimadesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Ki Shri Shri Radharas Pelelita Vishaka Ki Shri Shri Sitaram Lashonman Ki Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Shila Prabhupada Ki All Glorious Assembled Devotees All Glorious Assembled Devotees All Glorious Assembled Devotees All Glorious Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, text number 41. Prabhuttaya Nivruttaya Pitrudevaya Karmane Namaha Adharma Vipakaya Mrutyave Dukkhadaya Cha. Prabhuttaya Nivruttaya Pitrudevaya Karmane Namo Dharma Vipakaya Mrutave Dukkadaya Cha. ప్రవృత్తాయ నివృత్తాయ పితృదేవాయ కర్మణే నమో ధర్మ విపాకాయ మృతవే దుఃఖదాయ చ ప్రవృత్తాయ నివృత్తాయ పితృదేవాయ కర్మణే నమో ధర్మ విపాకాయ మృతవే దుఃఖదాయ చ మాతాజీస్ పితృదేవాయ కర్మణే ప్రవృత్తాయ ఇంక్లినేషన్ నివృత్తాయ డిస్ ఇంక్లినేషన్ పితృదేవాయ ఆన్ టు ద మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ పితృలోక కర్మణే on to the resultant action of fruitive activities. Namaha, offering respects. Adharma, irreligious. Vipakaya, on to the result. Mrityave, on to death. Dukkadaya, the cause of all kinds of miserable conditions. Cha, also. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, you are the viewer of the results of pious activities, your inclination, disinclination, and their resultant activities. You are the cause of miserable conditions of life caused by religion, and therefore your death. I offer you my respectful obeisances. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart, and from Him issue a living entity's inclinations and disinclinations. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The Supreme Personality of Godhead causes the asuras to forget Him and the devotees to remember Him. Once disinclinations are due to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, according to Bhagavad Gita 16.7, ప్రవృత్తించ నివృత్తించ జనానా విదురాసుర. ది అసురాస్ డు నాట్ నో విచ్ వే వన్ షుడ్ బి ఇన్క్లైన్ టు యాక్ట్ అండ్ విచ్ వే వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి ఇన్క్లైన్ టు యాక్ట్. ఆల్ దో ద అసురా సపోజ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ టు బి అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్క్లైన్ దట్ వే డ్యూ టు ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. బికాస్ ద అసురాస్ డు నాట్ లైక్ టు ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ ద లార్డ్స్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, ద లార్డ్ విత్ ఇన్ హిమ్ గివ్స్ ద ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ టు ఫర్గెట్. ఆర్డినరీ కర్మీస్ డిజైర్ ప్రమోషన్ టు పితృలోక యాజ్ కన్ఫర్మ్డ్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత. యాంతి దేవ వ్రతా దేవాన్ పితృనియాంతి పితృవ్రత. దోజ్ హు వర్షిప్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్ విల్ టేక్ బర్త్ అమాంగ్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్ అండ్ దోజ్ హు వర్షిప్ యాన్సిస్టర్స్ గో టు ద యాన్సిస్టర్స్. ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ ద వర్డ్ దుఃఖదాయ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో వెరీ సిగ్నిఫికెంట్. ఫర్ దోజ్ హు ఆర్ నాన్ డివోటీస్ ఆర్ పెర్పెచువలీ పుట్ ఇన్ టు ద సైకిల్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్. దిస్ ఈస్ ఎ వెరీ మిజరబుల్ కండిషన్ బికాస్ వన్స్ పొజిషన్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ అటైన్డ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు వన్స్ యాక్టివిటీస్. ది అసురాస్ ఆర్ నాన్ డివోటీస్ ఆర్ పుట్ ఇన్ టు సచ్ మిజరబుల్ కండిషన్స్. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాఖయ చక్షురుణ్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామో రామ రామో హరే హరే. Lord Shiva is continuing to instruct Prachitas about, that's why this chapter, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. In a way we are very fortunate that in Kali Yuga we don't have to recite all these verses every day. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a very simple process of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Right? So if we are asked to remember all these verses and every day recite, nobody would have come forward to practice Krishna consciousness. So still, these prayers, like once Radha Govind Maharaj says in one class, that actually many devotees, they avoid reciting these prayers because they think that there is no pastime or leela involved. But Maharaj says that one should very diligently and carefully read these prayers, because there is a lot of philosophy, siddhanta, is given by great devotees of the Lord. So because their realizations of the Lord and His wonderful activities are given in these prayers. That is why there is a lot of philosophy is being described. So afterwards, Lord Shiva will describe how to meditate on the beautiful form of the Lord. You know, in the following verses it comes. Now he is actually describing the Siddhanta about the Lord. So Chaitanya, in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, one should not be lazy to understand, you know, Siddhanta. You know, so unless we understand Siddhanta, we may tend to become sentimental. There is a very thin line of difference between sentiment and bhakti. So if one has to be very firmly established, steadily established in devotional service, one should actually recite these prayers sung by the great devotees of the Lord and try to understand the Siddhanta. Right? So in this verse, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, you know, that how inclinations and disinclinations, forgetfulness, memory, knowledge, everything comes from super soul sitting in the heart. So today my lecture is based on the understanding the science of the super soul. So in chapter 13, టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 3, లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్, క్షేత్రజ్ఞం చాపి మాం విద్ధి సర్వక్షేత్రేషు భారత. క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞయోర్ జ్ఞానం యత్ర జ్ఞానం మతం మమ. ఓ స్కీన్ ఆఫ్ భారత, యూ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ ఆల్సో ద నోయర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బాడీస్ అండ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ బాడీ అండ్ ఇట్స్ నోయర్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ నాలెడ్జ్. దట్ ఈస్ మై ఒపీనియన్. So, there is a standard litmus test. All these so-called sadhus, you know, they give lectures, you know, everywhere. So in order to understand, in order to test whether somebody is a bona fide sadhu or not, right? So there is a litmus test. So you should ask him, in every body, how many souls are there? Right? How many souls are there? So mostly, 90% of the so-called sadhus, they will say there is only one soul. Right? Because they say that there is only one Brahman and everything is Brahman. And there is no difference between one soul and another soul. Right? So all these impersonalists and Mayavadis, they think that there is only one soul. But actually, here in this verse, Krishna says, Kshetrajnam chapi mam viddhi. In the previous verse, Krishna is explaining the knower of the body. And here, by saying cha, Krishna is saying, I am also knower of the bodies. Right? So one example is given that suppose in a room there is a bulb. And the light coming from that bulb is limited to that room. In the next room there is another bulb. And light coming from that bulb is limited to that room. But in the morning when the sun rises, the sunlight is in this room and that room and in every room. Like that, individual soul is the knower of this body, but the super soul is the knower of all the bodies. All the bodies. Just like Srila Prabhupada gives the example in the purport, that just like a citizen may know about everything about his own patch of land, but the king knows about all the patches of the land because the whole kingdom belongs to him. Just like a king is a, you know, king of the whole kingdom, he is the proprietor, owner of all the kingdom. But a citizen, he is the proprietor of his own house. But in the same way, Krishna is an individual soul, he is the owner of his body. But he is only second proprietor, secondary proprietor. But Krishna is, as super soul, he is the primary proprietor of all the bodies. So, and this Prabhupada writes in the purport that one should not be confused between the painter, the paint, and the essel, right? Means canvas. So, in the same way, we should understand the nature, the enjoyer of the nature, the living entity, and the controller of both material nature and the living entity is super soul. Like in another verse, Krishna says that Upadrushta Anumanta cha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwaraha Paramatmeti Chapi Vukto Dehesmin Purushah Para. At in this body there is another, a transcendental enjoyer who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor who exists as the overseer and permitter, and who is known as the super soul. So, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that the super soul, not present as finite enjoyer, nor one taking part in bodily activities of the Lord, of the body, but as the witness, overseer, permitter, and the soul and the super soul are intimately connected as friends. But the super soul as an intimate friend is trying to dictate, you know, what is good and what is bad for the living entity. But the living entity, because of having a minute independence, he tries to sometimes disobey the sanctions of the Lord and tries to act independently, and which is the cause of his suffering in this material world. Right? That's why it is said in another verse that Samana Vrikshe Purusho Nimagno. On the tree, there are two birds. Right? So one bird is very busy eating fruits of the tree. And another bird is a witness. You know, he is sitting as a witness. He is his friend. You know, but the living individual soul, the bird who is engrossed in eating the fruits of that tree, he is not remembering his friend who is actually looking at him intimate friend, but because he has forgotten his relationship with Krishna, that is why he is suffering in this world. But as soon as this bird who is eating the fruits turns his head towards his intimate friend, then all his miseries will cease to exist. That is why. So what is the function of this super soul? It is very nicely described. Evam svachitte svatayeva siddha atma priyartho bhagavan anantaha tam nivritto niyatartho bhajeta samsara hetu paramamscha yatra. So here in second kanda Bhagavatam, in the chapter The Lord in the Heart, Sukadeva Goswami, he is explaining the super soul, about the super soul in a detailed manner. So he is saying evam svachitte svatayeva siddha atma priyartho Bhagavan Anantaha. So why the super soul comes to our heart and sits in our heart? You know why? So Prabhupada gives a very beautiful example. Just like there is a millionaire and he has got so much money, you know, but sometimes we see he takes his dog on a morning walk on the beach, right? He has nothing to do with the dog. He has no business. Why he does it? And Prabhupada says that, he takes the dog. Not only he takes the dog on the morning walk, but he waits when the dog is passing stool and urine. You know, it's only a dog. You know, it has. But why is he doing it? Because he has so much love and affection for that dog. Right? In the same way, Prabhupada gives this example. In the same way, what we are doing, actually Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, he has no business to come here, but he still comes and, sits along with us. You know, what are we doing in this material world? Prabhupada says, we are also simply passing stool and urine. But, Krishna very mercifully comes and sits in our heart and is guiding us, right? Like, there are three words, many times I explained. One more time I'll explain that Bandhu, Mitra and Suhrut. Right? You know what is the difference between Bandhu, Mitra and Suhrut? Right? Bandhu means relatives. Right? So who is a relative? Like Chanakya Pandit says that as long as you have wealth and money and all, property and all, they will come to you. Chachaji or whatever. They all come surround you. But as soon as they realize that you lost wealth and all, everybody leaves. So one person, he was reciting one poem. He was saying that he was a very big businessman and he lost everything. And then he was sitting in front of his factory and begging. And he said, because of losing wealth, I have actually attained mystic powers of not being seen. I can see everybody, but nobody can see me. That means all the friends and relatives or whoever who have taken money from him and previously, now they can't see him anymore because he is very poverty stricken. So that is called Bandhu, right? So sometimes devotees, they should not waste their time saying that this relative has come, that relative has come. So we should not neglect our devotion service because of, catering to our so-called bandhus, like that. Sometimes then there is a friend, Mitra. Man is a social animal and there is always friendship, among people, sometimes a friend in need is friend indeed. Sometimes friends are more better than bandhus. There are some true friends also. But how much they can also help? Suppose if you go, somebody goes to a jail, you know, can the friend come? You know, can the friend come to the jail also? No. He may help a little bit, but if you go to the jail, he won't come. You know, but Krishna, Prabhupada defines Suhrut. Who is a Suhrut? Suhrut means the friend of yours who is constantly thinking of your welfare 24 hours. You know, 24 hours, then that is Suhrut, real friend. That is Krishna. You know, even if the living entity goes to jail, Krishna comes along with you, you know, to the jail also. If the living entity goes down to the lower species of life, still Krishna comes, you know, with the living entity. Wherever we go, you know, the Krishna in the form of super soul, he comes. Then it is said that Kechit Swadehantar Hrudayavakashe Pradeshamatram Purusham Vasantam Chaturbujam Kanja Rathanga Shanka Gadadharam Dharanaya Smaranti. So Sukadeva Goswami is just defining like soul and super soul. Yeah? The measurement of the soul is 1/10,000th of tip of the hair, very minute. And the measurement of the super soul is 8 inches. Pradeshamatram Kechit Swadehantar Hrudayavakashe Pradeshamatram Purusham Vasantam. You know, thumb and ring finger or small finger. Right? So there is 8 inches. You know, he measures 8 inches. Right? He is situated in the region of the heart. Right? Sometimes the scientists may say, let us you know, open the heart and see. You know, let us see whether a super soul or soul is there. Right? No, so many like other day one devotee is giving class. He said, no, when our mind is disturbed, he was saying, no, many devotees, they think that our mind is here. Right? Actually, mind is not here. Brain is here. But we, even the scientists also, they mistake brain for the mind. But actually, our mind is not there. Our when we say, my mind is disturbed, you should say, my mind is disturbed. Because my mind is also here only. Mind, intelligence and false ego, the subtle body is in the region of the heart. And the soul is in the region of the heart. And the super soul is also in the region of the heart. Right? So, and the description is there, you know, of, you know, the super soul. That measuring only 8 inches with 4 hands, carrying a lotus, a wheel of a chariot, a conch shell, and a club, respectively. So this description, you know, describes the feature of the Lord, super soul, Gadadhara, you know, sitting in our heart. You know, so there is a lot of description, beautifully, the beautiful, wonderful features of the Lord described, and how to meditate, you know, on the super soul. So, what is the function of the super soul? Right? So, like, every time a living entity, all of us have this experience that whenever we want to do a wrong activity, a sinful activity, bad activity, you know, we hear a voice, you know, we get advice that don't do that, don't do that. But we, two people are speaking, our mind is also speaking and the super soul is also speaking. The super soul, as soon as we decide that, oh, I want to do this, commit this sinful activity, this so-called activity, and the super soul advises us, don't do that, you will get into trouble. But the living entity listens to the mind more than to the super soul. And no problem. You know, that is called conscience. You know, the conscience pricks us. Even the dreaded terrorist, even dreaded thief, who are criminal, they all get this, first of all, when they decided to commit that activity, they get this advice that don't do that, don't do that. You know, but still we go ahead and do it. You know, so from whom we hear that voice, you know, that is from the super soul. So that is the function of the super soul. You know, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I am sitting in everybody's heart. You know, I am the source of knowledge, I am the source of memory, and I am the source of forgetfulness. Like even the materialistic scientists, you know, there is one book, Consciousness, the Missing Link, in that Sadabhut Prabhu describes that in how the scientists also, they get this, how they get, you know, all these ideas for, you know, various kinds of inventions. Like it is said that usually, generally, investigators, you know, can tackle only routine problems by their own endeavor. But all the major scientific, you know, discoveries, you know, they have come about suddenly by some inspiration. You know, there is one very, you know, graphic example in the case of Carl Gauss, you know, who is a very great mathematician. You know, he was actually working on a certain theorem of numbers. And for many years he was struggling to find the solution. And suddenly one day he was going on a walk. And then all the thoughts, they came and the solution came. And he was shocked because, you know, previous to that he was not, you know, actually thinking about all the solutions and all. He worked on it and he didn't get any solution. Then he quoted that, finally, 2 days ago, I succeeded like a sudden flash of lightning. You know, the riddle happened to be solved. Right? So how it came, you know, it came from the super soul, that inspiration. Like another example is French mathematician Poincaré. You know, he was working on theory of functions and he was not getting any solution for that many years. Then one day, once he went on a geological trip, you know, and then he was, you know, and then he was not doing any mathematical work, nothing, and he was just, you know, involved in that geological work, you know. Then suddenly he is walking, and then suddenly the solution came like a flash, right? Then he was saying that at that moment when I put my foot on the step, the idea came to me without anything in my former thoughts, seeming to have paved the way for it. It's just like, you know, it's like a flash, right? The super soul, you know, is working on that. Like that Mozart, you know, he said, actually I don't have any knowledge of music and all. Suddenly sometimes when I'm driving my car or some, you know, horse carriage or whatever, and then suddenly all these music compositions come in my heart, you know, like that. You know, there are these guys, Riemann, who worked on a zeta function, and Galois, who is a mathematician in algebra. Before their death, you know, on a scratch of paper, he wrote some theorem and left it. You know, then after 75 years, they solved that problem. So that mathematician who solved that problem, he said, at that point of time when he wrote that theorem, he did not have any, like, you know, basic functions or anything, you know, to you know, propose this theorem. But, you know, it suddenly, so it took them 75 years to solve that problem, like that. So Sadabhut Prabhu says that he gives, you know, all these ideas, you know, even the scientists, you know, they may not recognize, but actually some people, they come short of recognizing, you know, there is some divine power actually who inspires us with all these, you know, inventions and all. But actually, we understand that that is super soul, right? So here in the purport, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada is saying that for all these karmis and all, those who don't want to do devotional service, you know, Krishna gives them, you know, intelligence to do those particular materialistic activities. And Krishna gives them forgetfulness, you know, to forget Krishna. But at the same time, for devotees of the Lord, Krishna is actually personally taking care, you know, as a super soul sitting in the heart. So how devotees actually can relate with the super soul, you know, I am going to describe. That once Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture 3-4 days back, I was hearing. So he was saying, and actually Prabhupada was a very intelligent person, you know. Prabhupada said, actually I was very good in my work, and my bosses, you know, they have liked me so much, you know, and there was a competition among the companies, chemical companies, to appoint me. And then Bengal Chemicals, they offered me soul selling agency for the entire country. Prabhupada said, if I had taken up that project, you know, that offer, I would have become rich like a Birla or a Tata. But I did not take. Why? Because I have set, you know, very strict, you know, conditions which they did not follow, which did not like to agree. And Prabhupada said, as a note, actually because super soul sitting in my heart, he made me proud because he had some other plans. You know, that he did not want me to become rich. Right? He did not want me to become rich. So once, then another incident Prabhupada says, that in another lecture Prabhupada says, that actually when we go to people for, you know, asking for donations, you know, asking for donations, you know, actually they may give, some people they may give and some people may not give. Prabhupada says, we should not become disturbed if somebody is not giving, because the super soul sitting in the heart, he did not allow him to serve the Lord. That is why we should never blame the person who is not giving. Sometimes, you know, devotees, they come back, you know, after making a trip to a donor's house, you know, sometimes, you know, they make, you know, you wait so long. You know, many times it happens, you know, they call you and call, you know, tell, okay, you please wait. And 1 or 2 hours, sometimes, you know, we have to wait 1 or 2 hours, and then after that finally when you show the form and all, they say, no, I don't want to become member, I don't want to give donation, you know. And then devotees are here, you know, they give they start giving galis, you know, rastkel batmash kyon bulaya tha nahi dene ka hai to, you know, hamara time waste kar diya, petrol waste ho gaya, all this stuff, you know. So Prabhupada says we should not become disappointed. Why? Because the super soul in the heart did not allow him to give donation. And those devotees who give donations, you know, they are, you know, actually inspired by the super soul. Okay, you give donation. You give donation. Right? So one particular instruction, especially for book distributors, you know, that, you know, whenever we approach a person, you know, and then we should allow the person to look through Prabhupada books, you know, touch Prabhupada book, and read some of the lines of Srila Prabhupada books. And then we should not try to talk too much, or, you know, with our marketing strategy and all. You know, marketing strategy and all. Then what is our strategy? You know, we should actually pray to the super soul sitting in the heart, in his heart. Said, my dear Lord, please make him take the Prabhupada book. That's how, if you listen to all these big book distributors, that's how they operate. You know, like, you know, you just go and ask them what are the, you know, various book distribution techniques. You know, the most prominent book distribution technique is this. You know, praying to the super soul sitting in the heart of that person. Hey, please, oh my dear Lord, you know, you are sitting in their heart. Please make him take the book. You know, so sincerely, if you pray, then definitely, then we can actually understand that actually I am not the doer. You know, sometimes, you know, book distributors are fund collectors and all, you know, they may become proud that I have distributed so many books, I have collected so much money. But actually, it is not our credit. You know, it's not. So when we operate like this, then it helps us not to become very proud also. You know, we understand that actually, sometimes, you know, devotees have this experience that, they, especially Bhagavad preachers and all, you know, sometimes they ask you to give class 6:30, 7 o'clock and you don't know. You don't have much time to speak, and you just sit and close your eyes and meditate on the super soul and just pray to the Lord, you know, give me some thoughts, you know, what to speak. You know, and then suddenly you get all the thoughts, you know, flowing, you know, in our heart, right? So that time the credit goes to whom? Somebody may come and say, oh, Prabhuji gave a very nice class, right? But the credit goes to whom? You know, credit goes to the super soul who has inspired you, you know, with wonderful thoughts. So we should actually offer, you know, credit to the super soul sitting in the heart. You know, like that, for anything, you know, any good things that we do, you know, we should know that, you know, the inspiration is coming from the Lord in the heart. Right? Like in a second kind of Bhagavatam or third kind of Bhagavatam, there is a verse said that you are fast asleep, sleeping means dead. So see, in that verse it is said that unless the super soul wakes you up, you cannot wake up from the sleep. Whatever, no matter, alarm keeps ringing, for 1 hour, 2 hours, but the best way, sometimes you have a flight early in the morning, 3:30, 4 o'clock, and then you have to wake up, or sometimes, you have to get down, at one particular station, which will come at in the middle of the night, then you don't have alarm or whatever. Now, of course, cell phones are there, but the best technique to wake up from the sleep is, before you sleep, you just pray to the super soul, my dear Lord, please wake me up at 3:30. I have a flight at 5 o'clock. Then 3:30, somebody has tapped you on your back. You just wake up, But that time if you sleep, then again, immediately, that's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, as soon as, you wake up, your eyes open, immediately you should jump out from the bed, saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if you say, oh, another 10 minutes, let me take rest. Sometimes, you will go to sleep again. So the best alarm clock, who never fails, is the super soul in the heart. And I have experienced this many times. And you can also experience this. Once Srila Prabhupada, in New York, in 1966-67, he would cook, for 11 course feast for 60 people in 1 hour's time. Sunday, he would feed to all these, hippies and all. He would feed to all these hippies and all. So, these hippies, after coming for few Sundays, he was, they were inspired, Then one hippie, one day after the Sunday feast, he approached Srila Prabhupada in his room after the feast was over. Swamiji, can I do some service? Then Srila Prabhupada said, yes, just now I am praying to the super soul. I have cooked all these things. Who will clean all these burthens? So you clean. Super soul has sent you. And you clean. One more time, one devotee approached Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I want to do some service. Please give me some instruction. Prabhupada said, why are you asking me? Why are you asking me? Ask super soul sitting in your heart. Right? So the devotee meditated on the super soul and prayed to the super soul in the heart. Said, my dear Lord, give me some inspiration, what to do. Then he came up with this idea of our Indian brahmacharis, they are not so strong, but these American brahmacharis, they are tall and hefty and they are very strong, So, in 2 days' time, they would break one mridanga. This clay mridanga. So, the devotee got inspiration to make the fiberglass mridanga, which doesn't usually break. Right? So, there is one beautiful pastime in Mahabharata, how the super soul protects the devotees. How the super soul protects the devotees. Like, after Bhishma Dev passed, felled on the battlefield, Karna came into the battlefield. That is on 11th day. And meanwhile, as long as Bhishma Dev was present as Senadipati, he was actually very strict in following rules and regulations, and they set some conditions where we don't fight after the sunset and all that. Once Bhishma Dev no longer the chief, Dronacharya, he was not so strict, and people are breaking these rules and regulations of not fighting after sunset and all that. So once what happened, there was a ferocious battle was going on, Kauravas are on the stronger side, and then somebody Krishna suggested, you call Ghatotkaj. Ghatotkaj told Bhima that whenever you want, just call me, I will help you. So Bhimsen called Ghatotkaj, come and help us. And Ghatotkaj, he was a ferocious demon. Later Krishna says he is equal to Ravanasur, and other, you know, Tripurasura and such huge ferocious demon, you know, even though he was born to Bhimsen. And that day, because ferocious battle was going on, fierce fighting was going on, the war did not stop even after the sunset. You know, even after the sunset. And usually demons, they become very strong in the night time. And it helped, you know, Ghatotkacha. And Ghatotkacha became, he became so ferocious, so strong, that, you know, Duryodhan, Dronacharya, Ashwatthama, everybody got defeated. Only Karna was able to stand in front of him. And some of the sons of Karna were killed. Some of the sons of Duryodhan were killed by Ghatotkacha. At least one Akshoni Sena was killed in hour's time. You know? And all these people with strong bodies and all, they would attack him. They were just like a, you know, a rabbit in front of the elephant. And all these Duryodhan and all, they would release all their weapons and all, and they would, he would catch. Ghatotkacha would catch with his hands and again throw them back at them. And Duryodhan and all, they were completely, you know, flabbergasted, what to do now? And they said, then Duryodhan and all, they had a meeting and said, we thought Arjuna will, you know, as long as Arjuna is there, you know, we cannot actually win the battle. But it looks like that today itself, you know, the battle will be finished. Ghatotkacha will finish us off, you know, today itself, if the war will continue. And they all went and approached Karna, you know, said, my dear Karna, this is the day, you know, you have to save us. You know, at least, you know, somehow or other, you know, we can take care of Karna later. But if you are alive by till tomorrow morning, you know, it will be something we can think of. You know, Karna said, what should I do? Said, you know, you forgot? You have this Shakti bond, you know, given by Devendra, which is Amogha, which has no answer. You release that weapon and kill Ghatotkacha. Karna said, no, this arrow is meant for killing, you know, Arjuna. I won't use it. And Dronacharya and Arjuna, Duryodhana and Deval, they were saying, what is the use, you know, of killing Arjuna and you remaining alive and then all of us get killed? You know, what for, you know, this kind of selfishness is not good. You know, because every day, Karna had two arrows. One is Nagastra, another is Shakti arrow, Shakti bond. Every day he would worship them with the flowers and thinking, oh, I would use them and kill Arjuna. You know, like that. So Karna had no other choice. Then Karna took that Shakti bond, you know, and he released it. You know, then when it was released, it was so lightning, you know, so much light was coming, you know, that all the moon, because already in the night time, the moon and the stars, you know, they paled, you know, in front of the shining light of this Shakti bond. And it was coming. And then Ghatotkacha saw. Then he said, now I think death is coming near to me. Then he immediately showed his back and started running. You know, he wanted to leave the battlefield. But this Shakti bond, traveled with lightning speed and hit, you know, Ghatotkacha. And immediately Ghatotkacha started leaving the prana. Then Bhima, he shouted, hey, Putra, you know, don't fall on this side, fall on that side. You know, fall on that side. You know, this is called positive attitude. Even in the dire circumstances, you know, use it to your advantage. You know, because he was just like heavy like a mountain, you know. So, when he fell, around a few thousands of soldiers got killed. When this dead body fell, you know, so many like that. Then, when Krishna saw this, you know, he jumped out from the chariot. And then, you know, he started chanting, dancing, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. You know, he was so jubilant. Then he came in, you know, near Arjuna, and then he started embracing. Said, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Ho, Jai Ho. You know, so Arjuna became very mad. My dear Vasudev, are you all right? Have you lost your senses? When the favorite son of, you know, Bhima got killed, why are you jumping in joy? You know, this is unbecoming of you. You know, right? Unbecoming of you. How, you know, I think, please, you know, control yourself like that. So Krishna said, there are two reasons for this. I am very happy. Right? Like, sometimes this world is called Kuntha, right? Place of anxiety, right? So there is somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, do you feel anxiety? You also feel anxiety? Yeah? Because they are free from duality. Prabhupada said, usually I don't feel anxiety because I am dependent on Krishna. But sometimes I feel anxiety. And then the disciples asked Prabhupada, oh Prabhupada, what is your anxiety? Oh, my only anxiety is, what is there in the lunchbox of Krishna today? Right? So, I like Sandesh from Krishna's lunchbox, you know, Prabhupada said. Then, like that, Krishna also, even though he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sometimes he is also in anxiety. Right? Yesterday I was reading Queen Kunti prayers. I was hearing Radha Govindmaya's lectures. She was saying that, you know, Krishna, when he entered the womb of Uttara, he took both the weapons, both Gada and Chakra. So the disciples, somebody asked, like Vishnu Chakra Thakur posed, why, you know, one weapon is enough? No, either Gada or Chakra. Why he took? Because Krishna is in great anxiety to save Parikshit. That is, suppose if one weapon fails, suppose Chakra fails, I will have some alternative, Gada. You know? So like that, Krishna said, I am in great anxiety because I have given promise to Mother Kunti, you know, that I will bring back all your five sons. But every day till now, I am not getting sleep. Because as long as Karna had this Shakti arrow, I was wondering how to save Arjuna. You know, how to save Arjuna. Now, from now onwards, I can sleep very peacefully every day. Why? Because Arjuna, we got rid of, you know, Karna's Shakti arrow. Then, this is being narrated by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra asked, you know, that I wish, then why, you know, Karna did not use this arrow, you know, against Devendra Sutta, you know, Arjuna. Because once Arjuna is finished, you know, then these Pandavas, they cannot remain on even one day on the battlefield. So why he did not use? You know, then Sanjaya said, yes, you know, yes, Maharaj, we actually, every day we used to remind him. You know, Dronacharya, Duryodhan, Ashwathama, myself, Dushasan, Shakuni, every day we would remind Karna that, you know, tomorrow use the Shakti arrow and kill Arjuna. You know, kill Arjuna. And Karna said, yes, tomorrow I will use this arrow and kill Arjuna. Tomorrow war is going to be finished. You know, war is going to be finished. Then Sanjaya would say, then when we entered the battlefield, you know, we entered the battlefield, all of us, we would forget. Then nobody, none of us would remember, you know, even to remind Karna that, you know, you please use the Shakti arrow against Arjuna. Then after the sunset, when we come back to the Sibir, then, are, why you didn't use, you know, Shakti arrow against Arjuna? Then Karna said, are, I forgot, you know. Right? Sometimes, you know, we prepare very hard and very nicely, you know. Then we go to the exam. And you have to just put one equation, the numbers in that equation, and you have to remember that equation. You get 20 out of 20. Once I had this experience, you know. Strength of materials, we are supposed to get 100 out of 100. You know, one very simple problem was there. And you have to simply put the numbers into that equation, and you get the answer. I've read it also, just before. At that moment, I forgot. And I'm racking, oh, what is that? You know, 20 marks are gone. Then after the exam was over, immediately it came back flashing. Are, 2 minutes pehle aaya to itna, you know, I would have got 100 out of 100. Right? Sometimes, you know, that means I'm not supposed to destined to get class first or whatever. So, you know, like that it happens. Daivadinam. So, tomorrow I will use. Like that it was happening. Then meanwhile, Vishnu Maharaj and all, they all assembled, you know, in front of Krishna and said, oh, okay, this Shakti arrow was actually taken from Devendra when Krishna explained that, you know, Karna is not an ordinary person. You people, you know, start addressing him as Sutaputra, Sutaputra, but he's actually a divine person. And he's so great that as soon as Devendra asked Karna to give his Kavach Kundal, you know, armor, you know, golden armor, he just, you know, took it off and gave it to Devendra. So Devendra came in the form of Brahmana and begged. You know, Karna had this vow that in the afternoon time, whoever comes after the sun worship, he would ask, he would give, like that, charitable person. So he gave it away. Even though Suryadev, you know, he told before night that, you know, Devendra is going to come like this, he will ask for your armor, don't give. Karna said, you know, when Devendra, Sachipati, he is, you know, extending his hands in front of me, how can I refuse? So he said, so he gave it. So then Suryadev said, in return, you know, you ask, you know, for this Shakti arrow, which is Amogha, you know, which has no defeat. You know, even Chakra also cannot defeat that Shakti arrow. Then he said, okay. So Krishna said, so I know, you know, this. So that is why I am always in anxiety. So why he was not using? You know, why he was not using every day? Krishna said, as super soul sitting in the heart of Karna, I would make him forget. Yeah, like, so Dhritarashtra also was lamenting, what to do, this is Daivadinam, you know, it is arrangement of the Lord, you know, what can be done? You know, what can be done? So, like this, Krishna has saved Arjuna from Shakti arrow, you know, by sitting as a super soul in the heart. So, one devotee was explaining that Shrinutam Swakhata Krishna Punya Shravan Kirtanam Hridyantastho Hi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhrut Satam. So, when we devotees, we start hearing about Krishna, you know, when we start hearing about Krishna, then, you know, we say super soul sitting in the heart, you know, he is jokingly was saying that carries a broom in one hand and start personally cleaning our heart. Start personally cleaning our heart. Then we become purified. Right? So like this, you know, he is our real friend. Super soul, he is our real friend. You know, if you have any, there is Krishna, Prabhupada says in the purport, that Krishna helps us in two ways. One as a spiritual master outside, and he teaches Bhagavad Gita. And then as a Chaitya Guru, as a super soul in the heart. Right? So for any, we should actually purify ourselves in such a way that now we are listening to the mind all the time. We purify ourselves in such a way that super soul starts speaking to us. We can hear what super soul is saying. You know? Then Prabhupada said, you become purified, you know, again by practicing this, you know, then you become very friendly with the super soul. Then one day, super soul will come out, like Dhruva Maharaj, it happened, and shake his hands with you. Right? Shake his hands with you. So, we should wait for that day. Even now, if we are careful, we can actually listen to what super soul is saying and act accordingly. That is why a devotee who is situated properly in devotional service, he will never commit any mistake. Because Prabhupada never said, oh, galti ho gaya. Galti ho gaya. You never say, right? Prabhupada never said, galti ho gaya. Why? Because they are constantly in touch with the super soul. And Krishna himself. And they get directions. Like that. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? No questions? Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Ram.